Speaking of mothers, if there are any mothers listening to me, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you. I hope you're a good mother. I was listening to Big Fatty the other day, and he was saying about time to get your card in the mail for your mother, and that it's your mother's job to drive you crazy. Well, my mom was particularly good at that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I hope you're a good mother.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1143 of the BFO for Thursday, the 14th of June, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Show y'all, Big Fatty has got a summer cold. Hey, Fatty, so do I. Hello, wavers. Big Fatty, we got it. Y'all, it is Flag Day. And that is with an L, y'all. That is with an L here in the U.S. of A. So y'all get out and wave your flag. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you say it. Y'all, I don't know. You know, yes, on yesterday's little show, you know, I was phlegmy. And I didn't know why. And y'all, on Tuesday night, y'all, I started getting the tickle in my throat, and I went, oh, Big Fatty, you're getting the sore throat. And y'all, I took some NyQuil on Tuesday night, and I got out the Vicks VapoRub. Big Fatty, you smelled like your grandmother. And I tell you that NyQuil knocked me out. And y'all, we got up on hump day morning, and y'all, I wasn't 100%. By the way, y'all, there's a severe thunderstorm moving through the area right now. You'll probably hear the rain. Can you hear the rain? You know, a lot of people say, oh, you probably hear that. But, you know, I don't know if you can hear it or not. But, y'all, and we got thunder in the area. Y'all, the auxiliary rat is on the TV machine right now. And, y'all, it looks like it's dark red rain. Big Fatty. And there's some sort of warning box or something. Big Fatty. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm sure we're going to zoom in now. We're going to zoom in on the Super Doppler Max. And, y'all, it's just right over the Fat Cave. Right over the Fat Cave. So, severe thunderstorm warning, dear Gussie. But I woke up and I had my breakfast. And, y'all, I was moving at about 85%. And I knew it wasn't good. And I had my coffee, and the warmness of the coffee always helps the sore throat. And I took me some vitamin C, and then I went on into the coal mine, and I told Larry Cly, I said, I feel like I'm coming down with a summer cold. He says, turn around and get the hell out of here. I don't want it. And and y'all, I had some things that I could have worked on at home. So I said, well, you know what? I think I will. I think I'm gonna go get me some fresh squeezed orange juice from the Earth Fair and get me some Theraflu, and because y'all, that's what Big Fatty likes to take. And and then I'll come on home. Well, y'all, I went to the Earth Fair, and the machine to squeeze the oranges, y'all, they don't have it anymore. They don't have the fresh squeezed anymore. So I don't know. I didn't get the orange juice, but I did get the Theraflu. So I came on home, and I took some of it, and I took a couple of the Mucinex, which get the phlegminess out of you. And, y'all, I went to bed, and I slept a good 4 hours, and then got up and started working on these things that I brought home with me, and I've just taken a break from that because you can only do that for so long, y'all. Y'all, that is some of that rotisserie chicken I was telling you about the other day. So now I'm up, and I said, well, while I've got a little bit of energy, I'll go ahead and record the little show, even though, y'all, I don't really have a whole lot to talk about on today's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of the little show, you heard that Laughing Buddha. That is Mark up there in the St. Paul, Minnesota. And, y'all, evidently, y'all, he is going to... be going to yogurt classes or something like that. I don't know. It's some kind of Mexican exercise or something. And rather than coming to the Pride 48, y'all, I am crushed. I am crushed. The Laughing Buddha will not be with us. Perhaps we can remedy that and change his mind. So, and y'all, you know, I mentioned that the former State of the Station little shows were going to be posted over there at the Pride48.tv. Well, they're not there quite yet, but they are coming. So just hang in there. Give it a day or so. Because, you know, somebody's got to get ready for Mittens. My name is Mittens. Y'all, but Mark was talking about Mother's Day at the beginning of the little show. And, y'all, the time has come to get ready for Father's Day. Y'all, you got to get your Father's Day card, and you got to get it in the mail, because this Sunday, the 17th, y'all, is Father's Day. Dear Gussie, Big Freddy, we may be too late. But, well, y'all, you can always go to the Honey Baked Ham website and send a ham. You know, y'all, who doesn't love a ham for Father's Day? And you can get the express hamming. Big Freddy, you made that up. There's no such thing as express hamming. So, anyway, but, y'all, I thought one of the things that I would do today is go over here to the e-letters, because I hadn't been over there in a while. And because, y'all, several people, you know, something happens with the word bacon in it, and everybody sends it to Big Fatty, and, y'all, I appreciate it more than you'll ever know. But, y'all, and I don't remember who was the first one to send it to me, but anyway, I don't remember, and I'm sorry I don't remember who sent it to me first. It may have been George in Atlanta. Y'all, what do you call it? The Burger King. The Burger King is now for the summer going to offer something called the Bacon Ice Cream Sundae. Big Fatty, dear Gussie. And, y'all, it just sounds, it sounds like it's going to be delicious. But, y'all, I need somebody to try it out for me, because, you know, Big Fatty is passing up on that. Y'all, I'm gonna have to goggle it, because I can't find George's e-letter. Yeah, y'all, it may have been a Twitty message or an e-letter, or not an e-letter, it may have been a Twitty message. Let's see, Burger King Bacon Sundae. Y'all, it was right up there under the goggle. And, y'all, I'm just going to read this to you. Big Fatty, go wait, let him get his earpiece up to the mechanical. Y'all, Burger King is jumping on the savory dessert bandwagon this summer with a bacon sundae. The salty sweet confection starts with vanilla soft serve and is topped with fudge, caramel, bacon crumbles, and a piece of bacon. Y'all, it looks good, but y'all, I think I'd go into a diabetic coma if I had one of those. So, y'all, if anyone tries that out, Big Fatty would love to know how it tastes, if it's any good or anything like that. So, anyway, y'all, I did have, now let me just see if I can find it here. Y'all, I tell you what, y'all, I have got an Axe Big Fatty question. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, today's Ask Big Fatty question comes to me from a straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And he starts off by saying, congratulations on your new eating plan. I feel fortunate to have met you when you really were Big Fatty. My question is this. With your healthy new body, do you or any other of your gentlemen callers notice any difference in the love chamber when you get your freak on? Keep up the good work, champion. Well, Straight Bob, thank you so much. And, you know, you are always welcome. If you'd like to come to the docks, Big Freddy didn't want to do that. But anyway, I will say this. Yes, I have, Straight Bob. Even though I have not noticed it since I've been back from Florida because I've not had a gentleman caller, even though y'all, my most regular gentleman caller, you know, he sent me the e-letter on Saturday, Big Party, when are you coming back? And he sent me another one on Sunday, Big Party, when are you coming back? And I told him, and hadn't heard a word from him since. But anyway, I have noticed a difference. Number one, I can see my feet. Big Party. you know, having a better blood chemistry, it does improve your sex drive and your performance. So, and y'all, I've just been wearing a Big Fatty. We don't need to hear about you wearing out anything, whether it be gentlemen callers or underpants. Yeah, I gotta see. Y'all, I'm looking over here in the e-letters, and y'all, I received a treasure. Now, many of you, I don't know if you'll, I know most of you won't appreciate it like Big Fatty does, but y'all, that Dells in Dallas, who we haven't heard from in a month of Sundays, y'all, you know, Big Fatty loves the 1980 census music, and y'all, there, you know, I've played it before, and there's two 30-second spots that they play, but y'all, there was a minute-long one, and I never could find it on the inner tubes, and y'all, I don't know how or where that Dells in Dallas found it, but y'all, he found it. And he sent it to Big Fatty. And y'all, since I am not 100% today, I'm going to use a minute of today's little show and play it for you, y'all, because, y'all, it's lovely. It's just lovely.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA, the census is a-coming to help us plan the way, to show us where we're going so that we can understand what's needed for the future. Future of our land, can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your community get equal government representation. Help show where funds are needed for jobs, schools, health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm telling you, it doesn't take much to make Big Fatty just extremely happy. But y'all, I can remember back, and y'all, I still can't find it on the inner tubes. But anyway, I believe that last voice on there that says "You can count on me," y'all, I think that was Mr. Bill. Y'all, do you remember Mr. Bill? Y'all, I'm gonna go over here to the goggle and tell you about Mr. Bill. Mr. Bill was on that Saturday Night Live little show, and y'all, it was. Well, let's just see here, Mr. Bill, on the wiki. Mr. Bill was a clay figurine star and a parody of children's shows. Mr. Bill got his start when Walter Williams sent Saturday Night Live a Super 8 reel featuring the character in response to the show's request for home movies during the first season. Mr. Bill's first appearance occurred on February 28th, 1976, And Williams became a full-time writer for the show in 1978, writing more than 20 sketches based on Mr. Bill. And y'all, Mr. Bill would always y'all, it was just mean because there was a Mr. Sluggo also, and Mr. Hands was on there as well. And no, you know, and things would happen to Mr. Bill and all. But y'all, if you don't know who Mr. Bill is, y'all ought to goggle it, because y'all, it was but I swear I think that voice was Mr. Bill on the census commercial in 1980, which would make sense since it was popular. If it started in 76, it was probably very popular back then. Bag fatty. Now, y'all, the only thing that I'm missing from my maybe not the only thing, but the one thing that I would love to have more than anything else would be just the music from the Pat Sajak show. Big Fatty, you live in the past. And y'all, you know what that sounds like, y'all. It just, and Tom Scott, the famous saxophonist, which I'm sure that there's someone in Walnut Hills that probably knows him. But Tom Scott is the one that composed it, and y'all, he led the band, y'all, and this is what it sounded like. Yes, Big Fatty, just play it.
From Television City in Hollywood, Chevy Chase, Joan Van Ark, The Judds, Michael Gross, Peter Huberoff, comic Dennis Wolfberg, and Pat Gets a Physical. Plus, Tom Scott and the band, along with me, Dan Miller, all here tonight on The Pat Sajak Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Sajak.
Y'all, I know Big Fatty is fucked up. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, I know Big Fatty is fucked up. But y'all, I would love to have that song. I just love the orchestration on that and everything. But I don't want it with all the talking and all on there. But, you know, it'll probably never come to pass. But anyway, y'all, I wonder if that Siri could find it for me.
Big Fatty, that music is so old that it probably lives in Walnut Hills, but since you have ruined every little show this week, I am unavailable to look for it. Perhaps Dells in Dallas can create it for you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Siri is Kurt. Kurt Siri, Big Fatty. Y'all, if y'all can help me figure it out, you know, just anything you can do would be lovely. Y'all, I want to say hello to a brand new listener. Big Fatty, those don't exist. Well, this is one of those that does. Y'all, it's R.C. R.C., y'all, he was, y'all, he was referred to the, BFO by the stinky orangutans. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they had evidently told him that Big Fatty was a hoot. And y'all, Big Fatty is evidently a hoot. Y'all, he's hooked. He's just hooked, or at least he was I don't know. Anyway, Aussie, thank you for calling. Y'all, he put about 10 comments up over at the BFO. Not 10, but, you know, 3 or 4. Anyway, y'all don't forget to get your card in the mail. Y'all, hopefully Big Fatty will feel better for the Friday show.
I hope you're a good mother.
I'm a good mother. I'm just a little under the weather.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.